Hello, Sentai! 外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台韓国国際協会、センティエが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、アメリカ出身のタイダーと、
ニュージーランド出身のペイジと、
インド出身のスワスティカ・ジャジーです。
今月のテーマは、行楽シーズンの楽しみ方です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month, we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tyler, and I'm from America.
My name is Paige, and I'm from New Zealand.
My name is Vastika Jaju, and I'm from India.
And today's topic is enjoying the outing season here in Japan.So thank you, you too, for once again. Oh no, we have a new person today. Miss Swastika, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you very much.
Yeah, we've had a kind of a mix up of the international students who are helping out here at Sentia, and Miss Swastika was kind enough to join us today. Of course, we have the usual pair, myself and Paige. Well, thank you, I know it's your job, but Swastika-san does it for free. So it's, we're very happy to have you here. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
So we do have a kind of a fun topic. Things have been looking up recently. We have some great weather. Coronavirus, well, we still have a little bit, but things have at least been calming down a little bit. And I hope everyone was able to enjoy the sakura viewing season, the hanami season last month. Did you guys go to anywhere in particular that you enjoyed the seeing the sakura more than anywhere else?
So I went to Nishikoen the other day, and I think they had the yatai. At Nishikoen again, and I'm a big fan of Ringo Ame, so I've been wanting to get some for a really long time, and it was delightful to be looking at the sakura, eating my Ringo Ame. I have this little thing where I like to do Hitori Hanami at least a couple times, so I just take my mat and my Kindle, and I love writing, so I'm just kind of, you know, vibing there, eating my Ringo Ame and reading, so it was really, really lovely.
Yeah, I got a kick out of the fact that they had all these kind of, I think of them as like American foods. I don't know why I always thought of like, so I've always thought of candied apples as kind of like an American thing, but then I have it here and obviously you know about it, so yeah, it's good. And especially you mentioned the Hitori Hanami going by yourself to the Hanami. That's actually something I think a lot more people are going to be doing now, kind of outings on your own. With it's a little bit sad, but it is a little bit more, I guess, safe as far as coronavirus is concerned. So how about you, Paige? What things have you been doing recently, or how was your hanami?
My hanami, I didn't actually go with any groups this year. I just went around Sendai, had a look at a few little spots. Nishikoen is always nice with the new NHK building. That tower looks very, very nice with the hanami coming from the bottom when you're taking pictures. And yeah, just out on my bike, enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah, it's good you mentioned the sunshine. We are now in the month of May, and we are finally shaking off a little bit of extra cold, which was kind of lingering for quite a long time, unfortunately. So I want to talk a little bit about the way in which we normally enjoy our outings here in Japan. I guess how we spend our days off, or how we spend time outside of school or work. So why don't you start off, Ms. Wasaka, how do you normally like to spend your time?
So I'm a big reader, and for a lot of reasons I wasn't really able to read a lot last year, but this spring has been the perfect time to kind of get back into reading, especially because, I mean, I know reading does not really sound like a very koraku outdoor activity, but I think like just taking my books or taking my Kindle out, and I also love writing poetry, so just taking all of that out and like being in the sun, being under a tree and engaging in those activities is very different from just doing it indoors. I think like being outdoors imbues you with this, I don't know, this deep sense of location with regard to the cosmos, and it's been delightful.
Now, how about you, Paige? How do you normally spend your time off?
I like to have very chilled out weekends. I like going out on my bike especially. Sometimes I like to pick a new destination that I maybe haven't been to before, or a place that's kind of difficult to get to by public transport. I've once biked all the way out to Akio.
Oh wow!
Yeah. quite a winding road and it's a little bit dangerous on a bike, but it was definitely a really good experience. I really enjoy just being active, and I think the sunshine definitely, it sort of pulls the covers off of the bed from winter, and you just can sort of sit outside and relax and sort of clear your mind with the sunshine.
I myself enjoy riding out to the coast. They have some new facilities out there. They have the fruit picking facilities. I think they have an area for riding horses if you're into that. So even if you don't want to drive out there, you can just hop on your bike. Although if you go too far out there, it takes about 40 kilometers round trip, so that can be a little difficult. But if you're into that sort of thing, I would certainly recommend it. You can certainly spend an entire day going out there and doing that. So moving on to the next topic, we've talked a little bit about what we do here in Japan in order to enjoy our days off and our outings. But in your home country, how do people normally like to spend their vacations or their times off? I guess we can start with that, Swastika.
Yeah, sure. So I come from India, which is a very vast country, just geographically speaking, it's huge. And the kinds of things that you do on holidays also greatly depends on where you're based out of. So I kindly say in a western part of India called Aurangabad, we have tropical climate, but it's basically just really hot. Today, for instance, I think the temperature is going to rise up to 41 degrees, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
So it's like, when I'm telling my friends, I'm always like, ofuro yori atsui yo, mitaina, because it is really, really hot. But I think the best times to go out on picnics and maybe take up some hiking trails or go to a hill station is probably end of February to the beginning of April. I think these are probably the best times to kind of be out. And we have these caves called Ajanta and Ellora that are also UNESCO World Heritage Sites, and they're very close by. So a lot of people, especially in this season, like to go out there because it's also like a little bit of a trek, and you get to appreciate ancient art. So that's what I've been doing sometimes with my family too. And we love getting lots of mangoes and coconut water from street stalls. Yeah, I think that's how I would define a typical outing/picnic day in my home city.
Are there any areas that you think would be easier for a foreigner or a tourist to go to if they were to go to India?
I would recommend, so even though I stay in West India, I think I really, really like South India more. The southern states, Chennai, I think there's beautiful hill stations, the food is delightful, and the weather, even though it's hot, I feel like if you manage to find, like pick a great hill station, it'd be great. I've mostly lived my life in North and Western India, so I would really recommend Delhi, especially for the food. I'm a big foodie myself and I love street food, so I think I have like a little, you know, street food guide of Delhi too, so in case you're interested, I'd be very happy to share.
How about you, Paige? What are things like in New Zealand?
In New Zealand, I think a lot of people like to go to the beach areas. In the South Island, people tend to go to Nelson, a city called Nelson, because it's really famous for its white sand beaches, and it's got really beautiful blue oceans, and you can just sort of chill out or relax. Some people also like to go the opposite direction to the mountains. It's kind of similar sort of to Japan in that the center of the country is very mountainous. So a lot of people will go to national parks and tramp and go hiking.
So moving back to Japan, I'm sure you too have been to many different places around Japan and Sendai, but is there anything left that you haven't done yet that you've been thinking of doing this year?
I really want to go to Zao because I was reading this book called Kinshu. I forgot the name of the author, but it's I read the English translation, and the Zao landscapes came up, and I've been wanting to go to Zao for the last 3 years, and it's not worked out, so I'm really hoping that this year I can. I've also heard lots of nice things about the cream cheese in Zao, so I really want to go try that.
And getting to Zao Mountain area itself, I've been there quite a few times. And if you can get there on a very clear day, you can see all the way down to Sendai and all the surrounding cities, areas. And from the western Yamagata side, you can see Yamagata City and kind of the valley areas there. So it's really wonderful. Paige, you've been here for longer than I have been. Is there anything that you still kind of have on your bucket list for doing around here?
I'd like to get to the top of Zell. Last time I went to Zell, I didn't quite make it to the top because I got scared because I was driving. It's a very windy path, and it was a very, very, very windy day, and the car was kind of getting pulled left and right as I was driving, so we decided to turn around and go back down and go to Yamagata. I think I'd like to go out to like Osaki, around northern Miyagi. It's not quite Sendai, but northern Miyagi has a lot of really nice historical places, especially places like Tome. They have they were used in recently in an NHK drama. It's like Yubika, and there's just some really beautiful old Japanese architecture from the Meiji period. So I'd like to see some of that up and close, I think, before I leave Sendai.
Yeah, indeed, places kind of closer to the center of Sendai are obviously easy to go to, but I think sometimes I visit the same places again and again, and you really want to find somewhere new. For me personally, I would like to go to Tashirojima Island, which is known as the Cat Island. I know Paige has probably been there before since she loves cats.
I haven't. I know. I don't like boats.
Well, that's the problem getting there and why I personally haven't been there. It's been on my list for like 3 years now. Every single time I think of going, you know, the weather's kind of bad, or I'm like, oh, I don't want to get up that early or something like that. Yeah, it does take a boat ride from Ishinomaki, and they have several different islands and different ports you can go to. But the main one is Tashirojima Island, and I'm pretty sure if you search on YouTube, you can probably find it pretty quickly. I think there's a few cat islands around Japan that kind of have that name, but the closest one that we have here is there. Especially since I've gotten a new camera recently and I've been snapping all sorts of pictures, I think if I take a few of those, they'd be pretty popular on Instagram. So I'm looking forward to do that, hopefully sometime this year.
Tashirojima is probably one of the better cat islands in Japan as well. A lot of them are known to be maybe not quite so fair on the animals, so I think Tashirojima is maybe one of the more ethical cat islands that exist. The cats are relatively well looked after and they get medical attention when they need it, from what I've heard. So if anyone is worried about how the cats are treated, they are treated rather well at Tashirojima.
So wrapping things up, lastly we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia provides a subsidy for international exchange projects that involve the themes of internationalization or multiculturalism. The second application period for this year runs from May 1st to May 31st. This application period is only for projects which will take place between July 2022 and March 2023. Citizen organizations that independently plan and carry out such projects are eligible to receive this subsidy if more than half of their members live, work, or study in Sendai. The maximum subsidy amount is 100,000 yen. If you are thinking of applying, please contact Sentia beforehand by telephone or email. The telephone number is 022-268-6260. Other contact information can be found on Sentia's website, and of course you can find more details about the subsidy itself on the website. So that's all we have for you today on Hello Sendai. I hope you all enjoy this wonderful Koraku season, this outing season here in Japan, and have a wonderful day. We'll see you next month.